This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
Happy day after Thanksgiving, guys.
Oh, I don't want to complain about this because it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm wonderfully full.
Okay.
Still.
But you don't have leftovers today, do you?
No, we actually didn't end up taking home as many leftovers as I had hoped.
as you had hoped.
Because there was a lot of food, like so much so, and this is terrible. But you know, like how you often will try to, you know, really appease the host by having a lot of their food because they slaved over it for such a long time. Right?
Of course.
Food is a love language in our family. So I ate a little bit too much to the point where I actually had to take my inhaler. I'm like,
oh my God, no, wow, you
I'm having a hard time breathing.
No!
Okay, here we go. Pumpkin pie. Let's go.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. It really is.
The sound of an inhaler?
No, just the fact that he really went, you know,
I committed
straight,
to it.
Full force. Because I have a saying around Thanksgiving and major holidays where there's a lot of food. My parents themselves have never done a traditional turkey dinner, but we do eat a lot on the regular. And I think leftovers are for failures. That means you were not able to finish the task at hand, which is eat everything in sight.
So if this was like a school thing, you'd be like an incomplete.
You got to finish everything.
That's just what teacher, I tried. I really did.
Doesn't matter.
Do better next time.
Okay, fine.
Did you use an inhaler? Kevin did.
Oh.
He worked to the fullest. You not so much.
Look at him over there, red in the face. Huh?
Yeah.
Killing over. That's what we expect
from
us.
Sorry, Betty.
See, I do feel better. You know, I went into it thinking like, oh, this is kind of embarrassing. Maybe
No, thank you.
See, this is why we're friends, because you get me.
I got you.
That's right.
This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
This might not come as a big surprise to a lot of people, but we have a teacher shortage here in BC.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking hundreds of teachers short in BC, 6 weeks already into the new school year.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that we know is that teachers are extremely important, and good teachers more so.
Valuable.
So, you know, it's very clear that not everybody can be a teacher.
No.
And we are about to prove that right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, producer Jordan.
Hey, are you saying I can't be a teacher?
Well, let's find out.
Don't give me that look, Sonia.
I can be surprised.
In this bucket here.
Okay.
We've got some random subjects that we want you to teach a quick little class on. Okay.
Well, that should be interesting.
All right. So
just so you know, whatever he says, we do not endorse whatever he says.
I don't even know if I endorsed it. So,
well, you went into this very confidently saying you said I can't be a teacher. Let's find out. Here we go. So let's. All right. First. Oh, by the way, good morning, Mr. Daniels.
Oh, thank you. Sonia, say it.
Yo, teach. I was that kid.
Oh. Like Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad. Yo, what up, teach? All right, here we go. First subject. Starting off nice and easy. Okay. Pythagorean theorem.
Oh, yes, because that's easy. I have no idea. Isn't that something to do with angles?
Yeah.
I mean, you're the teacher. You're teaching the class.
Teach the class.
Go ahead. It's about, Confidence is key.
It's about acute and obtuse and, like, the angles of, like, trapezoid.
Gotta hit them angles. No.
Oh yeah. Reference a Drake song.
It's one of the fundamentals in geometry. Don't you remember? A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Talking about
I
knew that.
The right angle?
No.
Triangle? No? Okay, here we go.
Student, can you stop teaching the class and making the teacher look bad?
Oh god, he was that kid in class, wasn't
he?
Okay.
The teacher's pet. Ugh.
Did the teacher doesn't know. Somebody's gotta know.
Did the teacher even like the pet? No.
Okay.
Maybe better luck next time.
Here we go. The periodic table. Oh. What is the periodic table, Mr. Daniels?
That's easy. That's the elements of science. It's like all, I don't know how many there are, but it's like the different letters that say like what? Gold and iron and all and H2O. Like all, it's that.
Okay. How is it arranged?
I don't. Why are you being so difficult over there? I don't know these answers.
Why?
Is it like gases?
Atomic number.
Yes, that.
I didn't know that. It's been so long.
It's okay. Okay. All right. Okay, finally, as producer Jordan is proving that not anybody can be a teacher. Again, teachers are extremely important.
First of all, I like to say teachers specialize in what they go for, do they not?
Yeah.
Like, if you're good at math, you're going to become a math teacher. You're not just going to be thrown into like social
studies.
You're
not good at anything so far. Let's find something you're good at.
I would go to school for this.
reproduction.
Oh. Well, let me tell
I'm going to stop you right now.
This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
It sucks when you hurt yourself, but it's even worse when you hurt yourself in a really stupid way. And sometimes freak injuries happen. Trending on Twitter, people sharing their stories of the most unusual ways people have hurt themselves. You know, before I started going through some of the answers and people tweeting in response to this, I thought, well, avocado hand, that's my sort of stupid, dumb injury. You know, when I slice through the avocado right into my finger. But that's a very common injury. I mean, so much so that it was like a popular thing people were talking about a couple years ago. Just people who just right through.
Yeah. Well, as soon as they found out Kevin Lim had one. I want a cool scar too.
Trendsetter.
Yeah,
right?
That's you.
Right? No. But then I start reading some of these answers and going like, these are real freak accidents.
Okay.
Like this person who says they dislocated their left shoulder pulling a 6-pack ring apart. What about this one from Joe? Threw my lower back out reaching for a French fry under my car. Like, oh. I guess like under the seat of the car.
Oh, yeah. Not to eat, to clean. You should have just left it there because we know French fries never go bad.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah.
Ron says, taking Thanksgiving turkey out of the fridge to thaw, turkey breaks through the bag, lands on my foot, breaks my toe.
Oh, my God. Ow, 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 ow. Anyone else feel that?
Yeah.
Oh, ow, my foot. Oh.
Believe it or not, did you know that spoons can cause injuries? This happened to my wife just a couple months ago. She dropped a spoon on her toe, and it landed at the right angle. It created such a deep cut, it soaked through 2 Band-Aids.
Oh.
Did you know that?
What kind of spoon was this?
Just a regular metal spoon.
Sure, it wasn't a knife. How does a spoon?
Just the right angle. You just get it, and it kind of scoops your skin.
Yeah, how heavy are these spoons?
Yeah.
Look at that fancy china.
What do you have, solid gold spoons at your house? Like, what is it that's made of this, like, crazy paperweight?
It does say Acme on it. I don't know if that answers any of your questions, but...
It's from the Looney Tunes edition.
Is it just so that you don't eat as much because it's so much work to lift?
Yeah, this is how you build up your arm strength. See? It's forward thinking here. Here's another one from Tim. It says, torn tendon in my middle finger as I was putting a fitted sheet on the mattress. 3 corners were on. I was pushing the 4th corner on. The elastic in the sheet snapped back, bending my finger all the way back.
Oh,
I told my friends I was playing basketball.
Oh, yeah. I'd lie to you. I'd lie to you.
Sonny, have you ever had a dumb freak injury?
I think just the ones where you're like taking off your jacket or when you hurt yourself while sleeping.
Yeah.
Like those are the worst because you didn't actually do anything to hurt yourself.
You hurt yourself while sleeping?
Yeah, like and you sleep in a weird position, you wake up and like, ah.
Or the kinked neck.
Yeah. And you hurt yourself.
Producer Jordan, what about you? Freak injuries?
Oh, well, I've once before sneezed so hard that my back threw out. No, seriously, it's not funny, Sonia. This is not okay. It's the worst feeling.
Oh, no,
it's
sorry, I was just choking on Sonia.
Yeah. So what happened is, like, I sneezed, but, like, it, like, full body convulsed or whatever heck you want to call it. Okay. And I went, like, ugh. I was like...
I'm a hard sneezer, too, but I've never had that problem.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't move. And I just had to sit like this for, like, half an hour, like, hunched over. I'm like, okay, this is my life.
This is how it ends.
This is...
This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
People are sharing the dumbest ways that they've accidentally injured themselves online. And you're sharing your stories through text at 104.56. How about this one? You see, this listener identifies with you, Producer Jordan, because you threw out your back by sneezing.
Yeah.
This listener says, I sneezed just like Producer Jordan and gave myself a black eye with my knee.
Oh.
I can't even get my knee to... Try to get your knee to your butt.
Yeah, that's flexible.
They did say they were about 7 at the time. Oh, so yeah, when you were a kid, you're a bit more flexible.
Yeah.
I shared with you a story about how my wife actually cut herself with a spoon when it fell onto her toe. This person says, I've got 2 scars on my outer thigh. I fell into a dishwasher. I've got 1 scar about an inch wide from a spoon. See? And the other one from a 6-inch and 18 stitches later from a steak knife. Falling onto a dishwasher.
Oh my God. That definitely has like older brother, older sister written all over it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
What? Are you, like they were pushed?
Yeah. No?
You immediately think of sabotage.
Yeah. I was like, somebody did it to you.
Christina says, much like you, Sonia, you know, the injuries you can't quite explain when you sleep. She says, I've given myself a black eye once when I slept.
What?
No idea what was going on.
Bad nightmare.
I bet you it was one of those ones where you fall asleep on your arm and then you toss over, and then the weight of your dead, lifeless arm goes
right
in your face.
You're like, I can't feel it. This is how it ends. It's so like, dramatic.
Was attacking me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me.
It's just myself.
Yeah. And finally, this is from Julian. Julian says, burnt the fingertips off 7 fingers on Thanksgiving. Grilled cauliflower straight from the oven.
Vegetables are bad.
Is that what you pull it from it? Mm.
Life lesson, yes. Mm.
French fries never did you wrong, did they?
No.
here's one. I go to the gym every day. Never hurt myself at the gym. Okay. But I was walking up the stairs, and I missed a stair, and it broke my patella right in half.
Oh. This is a safe place. I won't laugh at you. I'm so sorry that you hurt yourself. I'm not a jerk like Lim here.
What? I mean, Kevin, clearly they are laughing at it. They're sharing the story.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Never fallen up the stairs before?
Yeah.
See?
I used to be a server, and when I was a server, you would carry food from the downstairs kitchen to the upstairs seating area.
Yeah.
And the amount of times you would fall with a plate full of food, guys, it was traumatizing.
Well, and it's especially hard when you work in a restaurant because everybody knows when you drop something and you fall because the whole restaurant stops.
And no matter how many times you say it, you guys, opa! It's not funny.
No.
It's not funny, okay? I don't know if that's spaghetti sauce on the floor or just my
Your
blood.
Dignity.
You have to actually have dignity to start with in order to lose it, though.
Yes, yeah, true.
Now we got another chance for you to win. Because Fright Nights is on now at Playland until Halloween. And we have a pair of rapid ride passes to Fright Nights up for grabs. So this is going to give you express entry into 8 haunted houses and 5 rides. No lineups.
Which is just, I mean, you want to talk VIP.
Game changer, man.
You know, you go there, you go right to the front, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else looks at you going like, How'd you do that?
Well, I won on this radio. Right.
So we have brought back by popular demand, Scaryoki.
Ooh.
So take a very, very close listen to this. I've perfected my cover of a very popular Kiss Radio song. We need the title and the artist. Here we go.
Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in me. You could have had a bad non-committal. Help you with your career just a little. You're posed to hold me down, but you're holding me back. And that's the sound of me not calling you back.
End scene.
Done. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. 1-877-936-4487. Good morning, Kiss. What song is that and who's it by? Do you know? Hello? What's your name? What is it?
I'm not too sure. I was calling hands-free.
Okay. You weren't listening.
You missed it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you for playing today. We appreciate it. 1-877-936-4487. Good morning, Kiss. Can you tell us what song that is?
Is that Lizzo, Truth Hurts?
That is.
You did it!
Well done, you.
What's your name?
Sandy.
Sandy, congratulations. We have a pair of rapid ride passes to Fright Night at Playland. It's on now until October 31st.
Thank you.
Now, here's the good news. We've got these passes all...
Kiss with Kevin and Sonia.
Long weekends are great, especially if your birthday falls on a long weekend, right?
Yeah, you got an extra day to celebrate.
Or wrong. Because everyone already usually has plans. Specifically, I will say things like Christmas...
Thanksgiving,
Easter, where people have a lot of family commitments.
Right. Yeah, I guess it all depends on what holiday it is that your birthday falls on. Because, yeah, if it does fall on one of those ones that you'd mentioned, then evenings are kind of spoken for. Especially, you know, when you look at situations where you're at your in-laws one night and then, you know, you've got your own family dinner on another night.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you really have time to celebrate with your friends? You really have to make a point to schedule them in.
When we did dinner with the family over the weekend and we were enjoying one of the nieces, it was her birthday. So it was like a joint sort of thing. She got presents during it. And that's fine when it's a regular dinner. But I do feel like people who have birthdays on Christmas get screwed over.
Oh, because they get the 2-for present?
Yeah, you don't usually get the special thing, like the special wrapping paper and the special presents, and everything's busy and you don't really get it all.
Everything's closed.
And everyone's busy. And then by then, especially, and I think there's a time that you want to have your birthday. Like before Christmas is okay. I think after Christmas, that is when it gets really tough because everyone's starting their like cleanse. They're like, I don't want anything sweet anymore. I've been drinking for 2 weeks straight for Christmas. I don't want to drink anymore. I'm super busy. And your cake is going to be made out of like digestive enzymes.
What kind of parties like, are you going to,
no,
man?
But aren't your friends all like that? Like, I have friends who have birthdays the first week of January.
Oh.
And everyone is starting their cleanse then.
They don't want to eat out, right?
You don't want to eat out. Yeah. You don't want the birthday cake. You don't want to do any more. You have any more drinks.
Where does Halloween fall? Do you think that that's a good time to have your birthday fall? Because, I mean, your friends are always together for a party.
My friend is born on Halloween, and we celebrate her birthday usually prior.
Okay.
Oh. So last year we did it in September. She threw a big 40th, and so she did it in September, like a full month and a half beforehand.
I guess the idea would be you don't want all your parties to be themed or dress-up parties from this point forward.
You just want to wear a pretty dress once in a while.
But how does that really matter, though? Because Halloween, if it's on a weekday, you don't celebrate Halloween on a weekday. You normally save it for the Saturday night.
Yes.
So it would be fine if your birthday was on Halloween and it was on a weekday. The only day of the week it would suck is Saturday.
Yeah, but during the week, if you have children, you're taking your kids out to trick-or-treat.
Yeah, as soon as your friends start to have kids, have plans with their kids.
Or there's people constantly ringing the doorbell on your birthday and, like, constantly showing up at your house wanting stuff from you. You're like, no, it's my birthday.
Yeah. You give me stuff.
You come here.
Where's my treat? This is what you should be saying.
This is what you do is you open the door and then you put your hand in their basket.
Oh, yes.
And you say, thank you. Happy birthday to me.
No, I'm feeling more like a Twix, not a Kit Kat today. Thank you, kid.
What else do you have in there, kid?
Peace out, buddy.
Next. Get out of here, Power Ranger.
Wake the fun up.
Wake the fun up.
With Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Let me tell you the story of how a man pranked his own family at his funeral. So I don't know if you've seen this clip online, but there's a guy passed away in Ireland and he had a history of pranking his family.
Okay.
He even did it in the afterlife. So I'm going to play for you what happened. Again, you've got hundreds of family and friends all gathered around. They're lowering the coffin into the ground. And then this.
Hello? 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 Let me out.
Oh, my God.
Hello? Hello? Let me out.
It's
dark in here.
And he goes on for like 30 seconds. Let me out. It's dark in here.
Is he actually alive?
No. He was dead. It was just...
Oh, my God. I thought right there that the prank was that he didn't really die and that he was playing this extravagant prank. And I'm like... You jerk face.
Like you just expect him to pop up going like, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant when you were like, he's known for pranking his friends and family. And I could see some sort of twisted person doing that.
I mean, haven't we all kind of thought in our heads like what it would be like to attend our own funerals?
No.
Never? Never just like for a slight moment to hear all these nice things said about you.
No, I have friends that tell me nice things about me all the time. I don't need to die in order for them to say them.
Okay. Now, he did say that before giving this audio clip to play, because again, it was just a clip. It wasn't him actually from the coffin gang, let me out of here.
Yeah.
He did warn like a lot of the family, like the immediate family, because he didn't want to scare the kids. So a lot of the immediate family were in on it. For the rest of the friends, they just thought of it as his final prank that he pulled on the loved ones, right? Okay, so clearly it's not a well-executed prank if someone like you went, oh no, we got to start digging them up.
Open the coffin! We wasted all this money!
I would almost assume that if someone had actually gone as far as to believing it was real and opened the coffin, that a bunch of like spring-loaded snakes would pop up going. See, that's foresight.
Okay, don't get any ideas from all of this, Kevin. You clearly made it very obvious that you have thought about faking your own funeral, and you think this is hilarious, judging by your behavior right now and giggling. This is what's going to happen. Then when you have your real funeral, no one's going to say anything nice about you because they're not going to think it's real. There's going to be like, not here, he had one.
We said all the nice things you have to say.
Weddings, you can have more than once, but funerals, you only get one. Don't be selfish. Right now, we got another chance for you to win. Because Fright Nights is on now at Playland until Halloween. And we have a pair of rapid ride passes to Fright Nights up for grabs. So this is going to give you express entry into 8 haunted houses and 5 rides. No lineups.
Which is just, I mean, you want to talk VIP.
Game changer, man.
You know, you go there, you go right to the front, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else looks at you going like, How'd you do that?
Well, so I want to use radio. Right?
So we have brought back by popular demand, Scaryoke.
Ooh.
So take a very, very close listen to this. I've perfected my cover of a very popular Kiss Radio song. We need the title and the artist. Here we go.
Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in me. You could have had a bad non-committal. Help you with your career just a little. You're posed to hold me down, but you're holding me back. And that's the sound of me not calling you back.
End scene.
Done. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. 1-877-936-4487. Good morning, Kiss. What song is that and who's it by? Do you know? Hello? What's your name? What is it?
I'm not too sure. I was kind of calling hands-free.
Okay. You weren't listening.
You missed it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you for playing today. We appreciate it. 1-877-936-4487. Good morning, Kiss. Can you tell us what song that is?
Is that Lizzo, Truth Hurts?
That is.
You did it.
Well done, you.
What's your name?
Sandy.
Sandy, congratulations. We have a pair of rapid ride passes to Fright Night at Playland. It's on now until October 31st.
Thank you.
Now, here's the good news. We've got these passes all week long here in the show. So, if you want to win your way in from Kiss Radio, keep listening.
Wake the fun up.
Wake the fun up.
With Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
We've got like a week of straight rain. And this is kind of good weather, though, to warm up with a nice latte. Maybe a PSL, because 'tis the season, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered what is actually inside a PSL, or at least the pumpkin spice part of the pumpkin spice latte?
So jack-o'-lantern remains.
All the unused, like, pumpkins from the previous year.
Ew, gross.
Repurposed. You don't want to waste.
There's no real pumpkin in it, though, is it?
It wasn't until 2015 that they started adding some real pumpkin puree into the pumpkin spice latte mix. Prior to that, and it's been around since 2003, you're right, there was no trace of any pumpkin whatsoever.
So, like, nutmeg is one of the ingredients.
Yeah, so you've got spices like nutmeg, cinnamon, allspice, and ginger.
Yep.
That's only 10% of the actual spices. The other 90% of the spices are synthetic chemicals and preservatives containing over 340 flavor compounds. And then what else is making up this PSL? You've got sugar, condensed milk. When I said there was pumpkin in it, it's not technically pumpkin, but it's like winter squashes like butternuts.
Okay.
So when you hear about this, it's kind of ironic because it's anything but basic, isn't it? When you've got like 400 ingredients that go into like a couple pumps of the pumpkin spice.
I mean, you're not really surprised, are you? Like, it doesn't sound like there's like, it's like an organic, natural, blah, 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 pumpkin spice latte. Like, that's not what it is.
Right, because if it was truly simple, it would be just a big mound of like pumpkin puree and a little bit of cinnamon, which we tried here in the show, and it does not taste at all like a pumpkin spice latte.
Don't do it. Don't try it at home.
Not the same.
Not the same thing, but unpopular opinion. I'm not a fan of pumpkin spice latte. And a part of me was like, oh, yeah, now that Thanksgiving's over, that's it, right? Pumpkin spice lattes are done. And my husband's like, no, they could keep them going until like after Halloween. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Is that when the season ends?
I think so, because then beginning of November is when we see the outrage of the Christmas cups
at
Starbucks before Remembrance Day. And then that debate starts up all over again, right?
It's just the unofficial calendar. So it's not really by month. It's just by what outrage Starbucks has now caused.
Yeah.
And really, you can pretty much pinpoint where we are in the year.
Yeah, no, 100%.
This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
Dreams really can come true. And when it comes to your favorite artists, you never know what might happen. Just bring a sign, They see it. The next thing you know, you're making magic in front of thousands of fans at Rogers Arena. As it did for Rebecca, who joins us on the line. Rebecca, how are you feeling right now?
I'm all right. You know, I had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, I mean, when you have such an awesome weekend like that, it's really hard to top it. So for those of us who were not at the show, let's talk about how you got to get up close and personal with the Jonas Brothers.
Take us through. What happened?
My best friend, she's a graphic designer, and she made us posters for the show. Her name's Amara. She made me a poster that said, can I sing Gotta Find You with you, please? And they came to the B stage, and I held it up. And Nick Jonas, like, did a triple take. That's when I started to freak out. And then Joe Jonas saw me and, like, crouched down and held the mic in front of my face. And I sang in front of 20,000 people.
Holy smokes! Is this something that they do in all their shows?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it feels extra special.
See, it's one thing when artists go up to fans with signs, hands over the mic to you for your big moment, and you get to sing along with your favorite band. Mm-hmm. And it's another thing when they just kind of randomly go up to fans as they walk through the arena. Have you ever had that experience? And it is, like, so petrifying if you don't know all the lyrics that well.
Yeah.
That they're just going to throw it in your face, and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, literally, I was so shocked. Like, I think I messed up the first lyric, so I was just, like, my heart was beating out of my chest.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, there's 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to be a little bit nervous.
Yeah. Joe was, like, staring the entire time, and I couldn't, like, look in his eyes because it was going to mess me up even more.
Has your heart rate dropped since then, or are you still, like, on cloud nine?
Well, I'm still on cloud nine, so, like, I went to their Tacoma show and Portland afterwards.
Wow.
So,
okay.
What?
So you were, like, a Jonas Brothers mega fan. So what is that, three concerts in a row that you saw the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
And did you bring your sign to every one of their shows?
I brought it to the Tacoma show because we were pretty close to where we were the night before, and Joe did see it because my friends were freaking out. So he knew I went to that one.
And did they let you sing again?
No.
Okay, so they were like, you had your moment.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that story. We're all inspired because next time, you know, you go to a concert to see your favorite artist, you know, maybe you will think of Rebecca. I know I will.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe shoot your shot, right? Put up a sign and you never know. You could have that moment to sing along with your favorite artist in front of 20,000 people.
Yeah, you never know.
Which I know excites a lot of people and is, again,
the rest of us were like, fool.
I feel like throwing up.
Kevin and Sonia's not so secret word.
Brought to you by Pepper Wireless, the number one Fido dealer.
Yeah.
Boo. Monster Maze at Blossom Mills.
It kicks off coming up on October 17th, and it goes on till Halloween Day. This is a great place for you to take your family and to celebrate the Monster Maze at Blossom Mills. We've got $100 for you to spend there. So now's your chance to win it.
All right, let's say hello to our two competitors going head-to-head with the not-so-secret word today. First of all, let's say hello to Sandra in Tawasin.
Good morning.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Tawasin Mills. Playing up against you is Heather and Pork Aquilum. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Hey.
So if you have anybody calling in sick to work today or from school, chances are they are playing Chapter 2 of Fortnite, which has now landed as of this morning. So over the long weekend, there was a lot of people talking about the end of the last chapter of Fortnite, where basically everybody was playing, and then this big giant black hole showed up and sucked everything away. Mm-hmm. And then it was just people were staring at this black hole trying to figure out what's next. It was like a cliff ending.
Yeah.
Like a cliffhanger on your favorite TV show.
And there were so many people that went outdoors for the first time in years.
It's so bright.
And hung out with their families. There's this one gamer that my husband follows, and he was laughing because he's like, look, he's talking about how he actually went out with his girlfriend in public for the first time in months because of the outage.
So now that Chapter 2 of Fortnite is a thing, I mean, everybody around the world is just going crazy over it right now.
Today's even more obsessed, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Today's not-so-secret word is Fort, as in Fortnite, okay?
F-O-R-T, Fort.
Sandra and Heather, we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock each and a series of clues as to words, phrases, and names that all have Fort somewhere in the answer. If you get the most right in your 30 seconds, you win. If you get stuck, you can pass, but you only get...
One pass!
All right, Sandra. Sandra in Tawasin, you called in first. Team Kevin or Team Sonia?
Kevin.
All right, here we go, Sandra. 30 seconds with the not-so-secret word, Fort. Our time begins right now. It's a village in BC. Historical.
Fort Langley.
Yes. Another word for two and something. You know, you kind of sway.
Back and forth.
Yes. In Alberta, it's a city. Oil sands. They had big fire many, many years.
Fort McMurray.
Yes. It's an electric company.
Yes.
When you put a lot of work into something.
Effort.
Yes. You might build this for your tree. Darn it. I skipped.
Oh,
okay. They often have this for rich people. It's the blank 500.
Fortune 500.
Yes. It's the type of food that makes you feel good. Comfort is what we're trying to get to. Comfort. Oh. And the one, unfortunately, I did give away tree, so we can't count tree fort.
Oh.
I know.
You got six correct, though. It
wow,
could be enough for the
job,
win, Sandra. Nice work. Heather, we just got to beat six, okay?
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. It starts now. When you go for food, Chinese food, usually you end with this, and there's
fortune
a note.
Cookie.
Yeah. You build this with your kids in the living room, all the cushy stuff. You make a... with the things that you sleep on.
Blanket fort.
Yeah, we'll give you that one. It's something when you leave someone in charge. Okay, I'm going to go take off, but you've got this, right? You're going to take care of the kids. You are going to...
Comfort?
No, you're going to, it's a saying about like making sure everything's going to be organized and orderly while you're gone. Someone is responsible for everybody.
Oh, cat.
You're going to hold down the fort.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you're going to hold down the fort. But with a score of 6-2, Sandra, congratulations on Team Kevin. You just won yourself $100 to spend at Tawasin Mills.
Have fun, Sandra. Thanks.
That's a solid amount of cash to spend at Tawasin Mills. And if you haven't thought about your Halloween costume yet, you could definitely get a couple with that kind of money.
100%. And, yeah, especially if you wait a little closer to Halloween, sometimes you get, like, the deep discounts. And, like...
Again, the Monster Maze at Tawasin Mills, October 17th through Halloween Day. Congratulations. We got $100 to spend at Tawasin Mills all week long with the not-so-secret word. Usually at this point, we usually do a lighthearted story, but in this case, I refuse to talk about this on the radio because I'm scared.
So you don't want to talk about the world's largest...
Don't say it out loud.
Ouija board.
Ooh!
Ooh! In Salem.
Hmm.
Which, by the way, I'm ashamed to say that I didn't think Salem was a real place. For some reason, I thought it was just a fictional place that everybody said haunting things happen.
Totally.
Right? Because that's where, like, a lot of horror movies are based out of. There was a whole season of American Horror Story.
Yeah, and this is, like, the world's largest...
Ouija board. It's called Ouijizilla.
Yeah, over 3,000 square feet. I won't say the word.
It's 9,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So you were freaked out by Ouija boards.
Mm-mm.
Now, you won't even say it? You
Mm-mm.
won't even touch it?
Mm-mm.
Can you spell it?
Mm-mm.
No, it'll spell itself.
You don't make jokes about this sort of stuff.
Have you had a bad experience?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah. You've never been on one to connect with the spirits?
What will happen is if I walk in the room with one tomorrow and like
don't,
give it to you.
I will leave work.
I wouldn't do
that's
that.
That's what it takes.
Yeah, I would leave.
Okay,
no,
so
like 100%.
What happened? What happened then?
Oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it. It was really scary. We were really young. We were in elementary school and we had one and we started playing with it and trying to talk to the spirits. And there was somebody who talked back. But at the same time, the girlfriend that I was doing this thing with, she ended up like eating soap and she doesn't even remember doing any of it. And she was acting all weird. She was acting super messed up to the point.
And she wasn't trolling you.
No, we were young. We were really, really young. She had to go and for like therapy sessions afterwards.
Oh. After playing with a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Which is something you can find at Toys R Us.
Yeah, it shouldn't be sold in stores. I'm not messing with that kind of stuff, man.
Jeez.
I haven't touched it since. And she was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you were eating the soap. Do you not remember the dish soap? You put it in your mouth and you were blowing bubbles with it.
Oh.
She's like, no. And I was like, yeah.
Wow. She invented Tide Pod Challenge.
Oh,
like just like
you
very,
know what?
Very
I can't believe that you're joking about this.
I mean, seriously,
I won't even say the word. Oh my God, I'm getting scared. I'm like,
this one's for you.
What song do you want to hear?
Make it pop. Vote it in at kissradio.ca and make the music pop.